Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horstman with Good Guys to Great Men. How are you again this weekend? Thanks for joining me for another video. But I'm going to talk about sex. I'm going to talk about the problem with she never initiates sex. I'm going to talk about how you are when you try to initiate sex. And for the guys who are watching this video who are going, I would just like to have some sex. I haven't had sex in months or even years. If that's you, if you're in a marriage where you haven't had sex for a long time and initiating sex is not the issue, I'm going to have a message for you at the end of this video because that's something else we need to talk about and you'll want to know about that. But for the guy who is having some sex, just not as much sex or as you used to have or as good a sex as you used to have, and you're just starting to feel like she never initiates and it's always so hard, it's always so awkward, I want to tell you about something that nobody ever tells you, and that is forever women have not initiated sex. Forever, it's been the norm that men pursue women for sex and initiate sex. It is exceedingly rare to have a woman who frequently and enthusiastically initiates sex with you. Now, I don't know where you got it in your mind that she should be initiating more. I don't know if it's been TV, I don't know if it's been porn, where all women initiate all the time with lots of enthusiasm and frequency. We have to get out of our mind that you think it's a normal thing that she should be giving you green lights all the time. Because when we talk to women about this, they tell us they do give us green lights. We just don't see them. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the fact that your wife may have has been initiating sex with you, but in a way that you don't even see. A green light, an open door that you could follow up on and then take the bait, if you will. Women tell us that they don't like to just do the porn queen kind of thing that we imagine, where they just come after you and rip your clothes off and initiate. That's barely initiating. That's just dominating. That's rare. Women will bump into you. They'll smile at you. They'll laugh at a stupid joke. She'll catch you off guard in the shower and go, "Oh, I didn't know you were in the shower." They'll do something like walk by you with no pants on or bend over. They'll do all kinds of weird little things that you think are nothing and you're not even paying attention to. They'll touch you on the couch, bump into you in the kitchen, maybe give you a kiss on the cheek, maybe say something nice, right? If you're in a marriage that isn't falling apart and it hasn't been sexless for weeks, months, or years, but you just are getting kind of tired of this whole initiation game, I'm gonna ask you to do two things. One, step up your game in noticing her tries. Her attempts to connect with you, her attempt to warm you up, to tell you that it's okay, that it's safe. She doesn't want to be overt. She doesn't want to be gross. She doesn't want to play some role. She just wants to let you know that it might be okay if you initiate sex. I said might, because there's another part of this. How you accept, how you see her bids for connection is one thing, but how you initiate is the other thing. And I think you may recognize this because I know it in myself. There have been times when I've gone to initiate sex when I've been uncertain, kind of tentative, kind of wishy-washy, kind of unenthusiastic or uninterested, but I just thought I would try. An uninspired attempt to initiate sex from the male standpoint is going to be a no. She's going to say, "I don't think so," because you're not sure of yourself. If you get an "I'm not sure," or "I don't know," or "maybe," it's mostly because she's thinking you're an unsure, "I don't know, maybe" kind of guy. There's nothing a woman likes more than an enthusiastic offer, an enthusiastic chase, something that shows you're truly attracted to her, truly turned on, truly enthusiastic, wanting to be with her, that she's attractive to you, that you desire her. That turns a woman on. Half-hearted attempts to initiate sex will always be felt as tentative. One woman called it the 17-year-old high school boy attempt, where he's not sure and he's kind of creepy and he's touching her in weird ways. Being bold, being confident, being self-assured, and knowing what you want and going for it is the best way to initiate sex. Now, if you're picking up on her little signs, like maybe she's ready, go for it. Give it a shot and know that she might still say, "I don't know, I feel gross, I'm all sweaty, I need a shower, I'm too tired." She may have all those things happen. It won't mean that she doesn't appreciate the fact that you tried. She may need to give you a legitimate no or a legitimate maybe later. how you handle that legitimate no or legitimate maybe later is really important. How you handle it, like saying, oh, fine, we got 30 years to make love, no problem, babe. Give her that line. She'll be turned on by the fact that you handled her no like a man. Like you didn't feel like, oh, once again, you're saying no, and I'm a hurt little boy, and we never have sex, and you don't like me, and all those thoughts that go through our head. That will guarantee you'll get more no's in the future. We don't like to paint women as being somehow broken or weird or game players. Throughout history, they've wanted to be pursued. They haven't been comfortable initiating aggressively or assertively or confidently sexual interaction with men. They like to be chased. And they also have their own ways of showing how they're trying to tell you that it's okay. And you have to pay closer attention to those little bitty tries, those little bitty bids for connection. So two things, watch for the bids, pay attention to what she's doing and what she's saying and how she's acting, and then be confident and bold and assertive in yourself. Show her your lust, show her your admiration, show her your attraction and desire for her. Be unapologetic about it. And if you still get a no, know that you have 1,000 more yeses coming. You have to be patient and have to know that this day today isn't the only day you're going to get to have sex. It's not a crisis if she says no. So give that a shot. Now, I want to talk to the guy who's watching this, if you've made it this far in the video, and you're going, none of that advice applies to me because she hates me. She finds me unattractive. She says she's not romantically connected to me anymore. She's even not sure she loves me anymore, even though she says, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. That in love thing is that romantic kind of love. A lot of the guys in our community are at that stage. So the first part of this video was worthless to you, I realize, because that's not your life right now. If you're in a life to where attraction, desire, respect, and a really good, mature adult connection, playfulness, banter, flirtation, if that stuff is just gone and has been gone for a long, long time, there's a whole nother thing we have to work on. And this is more focused on you. This is getting your mojo back, your swagger back, your sense of play and childlike behavior back. Finding a bigger mission in your life than just getting her to have sex with you. Treating her differently in ways that shows respect and attraction without being upset that she isn't feeding your sense of masculine worth. And building up your own masculine value, your own sexual value by not needing to chase her. This is one way guys who are in long-term marriages that have been sexless for a while, this is how they can rebuild connection sometimes, because what you do is rebuild curiosity. You start becoming a guy you haven't been for a long time. You start a new pattern, a consistent pattern of being in a new mindset, a new swagger, a new purpose, a new way you're hitting the world every single day, the way you're going to work, the way you're playing with your kids, with your friends, with your family. Enjoying life more is one of the best ways to rebuild a better relationship. And we always say you can't have a healthier marriage without a healthier you. You can't have a happier marriage without a happier you. You can't have a more lusty and desirous marriage without a more lusty and desirous you. I'm talking about a lust for life and a lust for waking up and a lust for having something bigger on your mind than just getting laid. That's what gets most of us into a rut, because we get really focused on just the relationship and what we're not getting. And it's a daily battle to fight what's wrong with a relationship instead of finding what's right with me. That's a possibility. That takes some coaching. This little video may not help you with that. Some of you may get that. Some of you may want a coaching conversation to start the process of how do I get my mojo back? How do I get back in that mode and rebuild the connection and the attraction and the desire and the respect we used to have in this relationship? It all starts with you. That's what we do at Good Guys to Great Men. Every day we help men like you in our courses and our retreats and the one-on-one coaching. We want to help you with that. One way to do this, to get started, you can just come in the website, goodguystogreatmen.com, and join the roundtable and come into the tribe and start right away. A lot of guys want a coaching consultation call. They want to speak with one of us personally. So you send in an application and just ask for a consultation call. We ask some questions about what's going on, what's the story, what do you want, what's holding you back. We do want to get some information, first of all, so make sure you put a good college try into the application so we know more about you. And then we'll have a consultation call. These are not sales pitches. These are not teaser sessions. These are deep dive, at least an hour long. And I guarantee you by the end of the call, you'll feel better at the end of the call than you did at the beginning. You'll learn something, at least one thing that you hadn't heard before that could change your entire week. I guarantee you. So anyway, thanks for listening today. And for those guys in the first part of the group, good luck with my tips. For those guys who are in the second part of the group, I hope to talk to you soon, brother. Take care. Bye-bye.